We are learning Masechtas Bar Metzia, Daf Lamed Amud Beis, and we're starting two lines from the top. Omar Rabba. Omar Rabba, Hekisha Chayiv Ba. Which Rashi means like this. Rashi explains like this. It means, if it's Zokin and Chvaydoim, so he doesn't have to pick up the Aveda. But let's say he started it. He picked up the Aveda, or he gave the Behemoth a clap. Now he's responsible already. Once he started with it, then he's responsible to take care of that Aveda. You shouldn't touch it. Once he touches it, he has to take care of it. The Gemara reads a story. He saw these goats that were standing around. He picked up a piece of mud and threw it at them. I guess it was bothering them. The izin was bothering the Abai. They were talking and learning. So he took a clump of earth and threw it at the behemoths, and they started moving. Rabbi says, now you're chayiv to take care of them. Kum adrinu. Go return it. Now you have a chayiv to return it. The awesome Rishonim will learn that a kisha chayiba does not mean that if you started it, then you're chayiv to return it. They learn a little different. They said if it's your fault that it's getting lost, then you have to return it. And that was the Maisa. Here, it wasn't really lost. But now that you threw a piece of mud at it, and now it started getting lost, so now you're responsible. That's all the Rishonim learn. But Raj learns means once you start with the Zavedi of a chayiv, and we have a Maisa here from Abai. And Boilu, we have this chosha of a person who's darker lahaks of a sada. In the Sada, he would walk with a behemoth. That's, you know, no one really sees him, that would be fine. The ain't dark or lahakzabir. But in the city, it doesn't pass for him to walk with his behemoth. Mao. So now, the question is, he found the behemoth in the Sada. Now, to return it, you have to go in the Sada and in the ear. So right now, where you are, it is lefich bayday. But to complete the return, it won't be lefich bayday. So how do you look at this? Mao. You need a full hashava. Given the lav darke lahachse beir, since you can't walk with it in the city, you don't want to. It doesn't pass. Loy lachayv, not chayv. I don't. Besada miyasu dechayv lei. In the sada, there's no besada miyasu dechayv lei. You are chayv in the sada because here the ma'aser it's the derech. It is covered for you. Given the chayv lei, once you start it, besada chayv beir. You chayv there. Teku. That flies to the shayla. What to do in such a case? Because on one hand, right here, it is a fichmeida. On the other hand, to complete it, it's not a fichmeida. Maybe you don't pick it up. Teku.
It's a
shtick
like a shovel when you get paid a lot. To pick it up.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Once you start it, you can't complete it.
Okay, well, so you're saying the same shayla? I'm not sure if it's the same shayla. Okay. Amar Rava. Kol shabashalok. There you have your answer. They return it when you don't. We're not working. Or if it was announced that we're not working. Amar Rava. Kol shabashalok. Machzir, v'shachaveiroi nami machzir. Rav comes in and tells us, how do you know if something is v'chvayda? So it's very simple. If something would be yours, you would walk through the street with it, and v'shachaveiroi nami machzir. That means if you would go, and that's covered for you, that to do that, then you have to do it for someone else also. So if you would walk through the street, if your behemoth was lost, and you would walk through the street with it, then you have to walk for aveda also. And if not. That's the way you test it. We are going to learn soon as we go along in this parak that the din of prika v'tina. The pasuk says that if you see a kisir chamar sanacha ravitz tachas masoi v'chadalta ma'azoy v'loy ozay tazvimoy. There's a din that if you see a behema that's loaded up with packages and it's crouched down, you have to take it off. It's called prika. You have to do it. Same thing t'ina also. Which means you have to pile up on the behema. This is then tina also prika v'tina. Now our gemara is mechadish that a zokim ein l'mfich v'idai is not mechuyev to prika v'tina. What's the car for that? I didn't have slamta. So the mafarshim say could says v'chadalta the loshem chadalta or v'slamta says v'hakum takan imai same type of loshem. So we dash in the also a zokim ein l'mfich v'idai does not have to do it. So he's saying over here the gemara is saying same it's the same rule. You would do it. Was going on the street. He met this person. He was carrying this bundle of twigs. So this guy was getting heavy. He put it down and he was resting. And now he's ready to go on his trip. So Amalei asked Shmuel Rav Yosi, "Dolly, you help me load me up, because then prika v'tina on a person also help load me up." Amalei, kama shavin, don't pass me to load it up. How much is it worth? Amalei pagas a half of those. He took out his pocket. Yoli pagas uzav afkere. Then he was mafker the twigs. He basically bought the twigs off the guy. It was mafker. Hadu zachabu. The guy went and was zeichet again. He brought it back to him again, mafkir, and he's mafkir. So first of all, why was he mafkir? The Torah speaks out, he wanted mafkir because he wanted someone to be nichshal with gezel. That's why he's mafkir. But meanwhile, this guy kept picking it up. So chazid, David Kabbal, he wanted to be zeichet again, and then he's make me mechuyev to help him out. Amalei, lekuliyam mafkirinu, v'lechol mafkirinu. Be mafkir, but not for you. Afraid the Gemara that works. And we have a hefker. If you're mafker something for aniyim, that's hefker, which means mafker for the whole world. Beshami says, if just mafker for aniyim, it's enough. You don't have to mafker for the whole world. You say, I only want to mafker for aniyim because I want to give tzedakah. Only mafker for aniyim, it's not a hefker. Beshami says, it is a hefker. Mesilla oimrim ain't a hefker, it's not a hefker. Actually, a hefker la aniyim v'lashirim. Until you mafkir for everyone, kashmita, just like shmita. So how does it work? Ella Rav Shmuel, Rav Yosi, kuli amafkirinu. Really, is a mafkir for everyone. Milsa ba'amud okme. And he's just making up a story to this guy. He's just saying, like, I'm having mafkir for you. He wanted to just not have him pick it up. Therefore, he said that. Hey, lad, do this. It's a sheker. It's good kasha. Adinachas Moshe talks about this. But the Gemara is a kasha like this. What was the whole problem of it? Rav Shmuel, Rav Yosi. He was a Zakim in Chvaida. So he said he could have told the guy, I'm Potter. Why do you have to hold this whole thing? Buy it and mafkir it. Just say it, tell them pass. My answer is Rashmal Rabbi Yasi Lefnim Mashur Sadinu Davad. He was doing Lefnim Mashur Sadin. The Tali Rabbi Yasif, the Pasuk says, when Yisro is talking to Moshe, it says like this, Vizarta Esem Esachukim Vesa Tairois. Teach them the Chukim and the Torah. By Datalem is Haderach Yalchuba. That's what Pasuk says. And we dash it like this. So the first part of Pasuk means teach them Torah. Then it says, what does that mean? That means teach them a umnus. Teach them something that they could do. A craft. Teach them. Esaderech. Zugmiyot chasadim. Teach them they have to gmiyot chasadim. Yelchu zabikicholim. That's visiting the sick. Ba zukvura. That's burying the mace. That's doing ikar adin. That's doing lefnim meshuvas adin. So you see from here, there's a chiyuv to do lefnim meshuvas adin. That's what Shmuel Rabbeinu is doing. Now Agav, this is Yisrael talking to Moshe Rabbeinu. Why is he telling Moshe Rabbeinu? This is in the story of Yisrael where they needed more dayanim because Moshe was doing everything himself. So what was it that gave Yisrael to tell Moshe Rabbeinu that? Teach them umnus. So how did that come in over here? Bishlam, everything else is mitzvahs, Torah, everything was down. Where's umnus coming? Zokta ben Yada, Gishmak Abshat. He says, there's a lot of dini Torah here. So ben Yada says that Yisrael is telling Moshe Rabbeinu, get them a job. You know who's busy with dini Torah the whole day? People don't have jobs. They're too bored that they all day are busy with the Torah. If you're a busy guy, you don't have to worry about dini Torah. Say, forget it, just take it, I'm going back to my job. That was the point. A lot of times, it's not only, a lot of those big virim are a lot of Dini Torah. What's up, Shad? Because they're bored. Their business works by themselves, and they have nothing to do besides make a Dini Torah. That's the Ben Yada teaching us. Get a job, and that's the good thing. And if you don't need a job, learn some Torah also. That's also a good idea. It's also part of this pasuk. Learn Torah, get a job, Gemilas Chasadim, Chaveirim, do something, and then you won't be by so many Dini Torah. Omar, yeah, Chastilev, all different things. Omar, Mar. Talk more about it. Omar, Mar. It says, then it says, Yelchu bikachaylim and ba zukvuru. Faith the Gemara, Yelchu zabikachaylim, hanik bikachaylim, is that clue in the bikachaylim? The Gemara says, no, loy nitzucha ela le ben giloy. The chiddush of bikachaylim is, even though it's a ben giloy, someone's born the same mazal as you, and the chazal tell us, Damamar, ben giloy noita echa mashish mechalyav. When you go visit the sick and it's your ben giloy, you take 1/60 of a sickness. You actually get that sickness. Now, filoachi boil the mezul gabe. You still have to go visit him. Bazu kvura. Frank Vachanik Vil Chasadim. Le nitzchra al zakim ve'enel chichvaydai. That even a zakim chichvaydai is mechuyiv in kvura. Ashi yasu and zulf nemeshu sadin. Domar Rabbi Yechanan. Le chorva Yerushalayim el asu donu ba din taira. That Yerushalayim was chorv. You know why? Because they did the din taira. Frank Dimara, what do you mean? They should do al din de megazis al dainu. What? They should do the dinim of the certain goyish type of din called megazasa, which they just hit you over the head until you listen. Well, you should do that and not din taira? Elaima Hashem midu the name of the entire valley of the Meshur Sadin. They did not do Meshur Sadin. That's why Yerushalayim was Charev. Ah, you're going to ask me, what do you mean? Sin Eschinam is why? You listen to any Chavetz Chaim heritage of the Asian Tisha B'Av, it's al Sin Eschinam. What are you talking? No one ever said the reason for the Meshur Sadin. Twice that's the Kasha, very good Kasha. Dr. Tyson, Taimar, the Beyuma Amma, I pray Sin Eschinam. He's talking about Haval Gomer, both of them. You have to know, it's both things. It's the three Meshur Sadin and Sin Eschinam that cause. It's Tyson, the second from the bottom. And they're both of the reasons, those both of the reasons why this happened. Talk to Mishnah Vaita. Ezu Aveda. What is Aveda? Motzo Chamor Eparo Royim Bederech. Ezu Aveda. What's called Aveda? So Mish says, finding Chamor or Paro Royim Bederech, just walking in the street, Ezu Aveda. That's not Aveda. But if you see a Chamor v'Kelim Afuchim, if you see a Chamor and the Kelim are upside down. For example, you see a Chamor walking and the saddle's on its stomach. Or a Paro Rotsa Ben Akram, when we see a cow running through the vineyard, Harezu Aveda, that's Aveda. Because running through the vineyard, first of all, is not good for the vineyard. And second of all, it's not good for the paro. It gets scratched off on the vines. So obviously, that's Aveda. Another halacha is, zero barcha. If you had Aveda, that you returned to the Baalim, and then it got lost again, it ran away. Ba'onis. And then you returned it, and it got lost again. Even four or five times, chayav lach zero, abba v'chumishapam, chayav lach zero, shenem ha'hashu deshivem. Which means any a bunch of times you have to give it back. Hoya batul. Now here comes the halachas of work, which will have more arichas at the end of Laman Aleph on Beis. Hoya batul misela. If when he went to pick up his aveda, he lost his salary of for that hour of a sela. Lo yoimer loy tainli sela. He can't charge the baal aveda full sela. El noisin loy scharik a pile. He gives him like scharay like a pile batul. Gemara will say, which means the lemaisa the guy bags. For the grocery store. He gets paid a seller an hour. Now all he has to do is pick up a veda. It's much easier. So he doesn't get paid a full seller. He gets paid how much it'd be worth for him to take off and still get paid a little bit. So he gets paid that little amount of money. I'm at Shem tomorrow's blood. We'll see more by Arichas Pshat on this. And Yeshua Bezdim, let's say he doesn't want to do this. He wants to get his full salary. He says like this, I want my full salary. I'm only picking this aveda if I get my full salary. So Yeshua Bezdim, he has three people there. Master Fnei Bezdin, he makes a tonight Fnei Bezdin and says, look at this, I don't want to pick up his Aveda. If you tell me that I'll get my full, any three people, he says, if you tell me I'll get my full salary for this, then I want to pick up, then I'll pick it up, and they say, okay, they think about it, and say, yeah, it's worth it still. Then the halach is, he'll get paid for his full salary. And Main Shah Bezdin, Fnei Yistah, Shaloi Koidim, then Shaloi Koidim, like we really have before, that he goes first, his own panasa goes first, and he can say, you know what, I don't want to lose my panasa now, I'm not picking up that aveda. Zokta Gemara, back to the first line of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, what's aveda? If you find a chamara paro royim b'derach, it's not aveda. Chamara kelav afuchim paro atzav ben akram is aveda. Well, ato kol hani derim la aveda yava, we just learned the whole parak of avedas. Oh, this is like, ezu aveda, this is the only thing is aveda? Like, it wasn't until now it was not aveda? What's the general rule of Aveda that Ichayev? Motzah Chamor Paroi Mederech, Einzu Aveda. V'loi Mechayev, you're not Chayev. Chamor V'kev Afuchim Paroi Mechayev. A cow running in the vineyard, Einzu Aveda. Mechayev. You have to give it back. Frag the Marvel Oilam. Anytime you see a behemoth in the street, let's say you see a behemoth in the street for 3 weeks straight, it's still not Aveda? Like, what's the shear? V'loilam? Until 3 days, if you see it in the street, it's not Aveda. After that, it is Aveda. If it's a night, even for 1 minute, it's called Aveda, because what's a behemoth walking through the street at 4 in the morning? Unless he's going to nostalgia or something, what's he doing walking in the street? And if it's Biyamama, Afilu Toivanami. And even by day, so then what's by day, what's going on? By day, even every day he's there. Every single day he's there. It's not Aveda. By day, that's where he walks. So if it's a night, it's a kasha, even 1 day. And if it's by day, even a bunch of days. What's 3 days? It woke up a little before Alois. And every day it was there before Alois. And it was there a little bit after night. So 1 day it could happen. It's just out. The behemoth was out learning late. So it came back late. Whatever it was there a little late. So that's what's up. But 3 days in a row already. Plus, so plus Yoima Amrina Shrum Yisrael Levin Afka Tvei. But here, after that, they're ready too much. So as until then, let's read it and start again. So then, the way it works is, more than 3 days, vaday avedihi. It's vaday avedihi. Tainam hofton, the price like that, motza talos v'kardoim b'estrat. You found a talos v'kardoim in the street, upar rots ben akram, and upar is running ben akram, reizu aveda, that's aveda. Right? It's upar rots ben akram, it's aveda, or you find a talos in the middle of the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, that's aveda. Talos b'tzad geder, you find talos next to a geder, kardoim b'tzad geder, or a X near the fence, that's fine. Upara Roya ben Akramim, and Aparo is Roya ben Akramim. See, we changed something. It says Roya ben Akramim, not Roya ben Darav. It's still Roya. It's not running. The loch is Ein Zu Aveda. It's not Aveda. Gimel Yomim. Zeh 3 days after each other, Reizu Aveda. That is Aveda. That's the Raya. Just finished up the Brisa. Ram Mayim Shoshoit from Abam. Hareze Goyde Bifneim. The Brisa ends over this halacha that if you see a flood, water that's rushing and coming towards someone's field, it's a din, as a Shavas Aveda, to put sandbags there and block it. That's part of Shavas Aveda. Right? That will be the din of Shavas Aveda. And Hashem will continue in the next year from Amar Rava, which will bring a Makara actually to this. And Hashem, that will be on Daf Lamed Aleph, Amud Aleph.